This is Dr. Robert Castrol, MD. My last name is spelled C as in Charles, A as in Albert, S as in Samuel, T as in Thomas, R as in Robert, O as in Ozone, L as in Lewis, L as in Lewis. Dictating a report of a psychiatric independent medical examination on patient Lori D'Amico, that's capital D as in David, apostrophe, A as in Albert, M as in Michael, I as in India, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar. First name is Lori, L as in Lima, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, I as in India. I saw Lori D'Amico on 12/12/2022. Free psychiatric independent medical examination. I had seen her previously on 3/23/2021. And also on 8/18/2020 for psychiatric independent medical examinations, period. Her date of birth is 6/3/1961. The date of her injury is 5/22/2017. The date last worked is 3/16/2018. Period. Her chief complaint is of severe pain in her back, comma, her right knee, comma, and both shoulders, comma, and her neck, period. She also suffers from severe depression and anxiety, period. On the date of injury, She tripped over a box in the freezer at the supermarket where she worked. Period. Now she has been unable to work. Period. Her 28-year-old son and her husband take care of her. Period. The son suffers from autism and does not work or date. Period. Another son is 29 years old and is married and lives separately from his parents. Period. Patient's main problems, comma, aside from depression and pain, comma, are angry outbursts, she is unable to sit for very long because of the pain in her back. Period. Mood has been labile. Period. New paragraph, mental status examination. Middle-aged white female, period, cooperative, period, adequately groomed, period, speech is normal in rate and rhythm, period, mood is depressed, period, affect was tearful, period. There was no thought disorder. Period. She was alert and oriented times four. Period. She had difficulty walking, period. New paragraph, past medical history. This is remarkable for, quote, a hole in my heart, unquote, comma, hypertension, comma, and non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. New paragraph, current medications, colon, Tramadol, comma, Flexeril, 10 milligrams, QAM, comma, Metoprolol, comma, Plavix, comma, Metformin, comma, Farziga, that's F as in Frank, A-R-Z-I-G-A, comma, and Manjaro, M as in Michael, A, N as in Nancy, J, A, R, O. Comma. Abilify, 5 milligrams HS daily, comma. Wellbutrin, 300 milligrams. Rather, Wellbutrin XL, 300 milligrams QAM. New paragraph. Patient is followed by psychiatrist Christina Vaglica. That's V as in Victor, A-G-L-I-C-A-D-O, and by Lynn Seskin, Psy-D. That's L as in Lima, Y as in Yankee, N as in November, N as in November. Last name is S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, K as in Kilo, I as in India, N as in November. Her degree is P as in Papa, A, P as in Papa, A, I'm sorry. I'll scratch that sentence. Diagnostic impression. One, major depressive disorder. Severe, and two, chronic pain syndrome, severe. New paragraph. Disability questions, colon. One. Period. Recommendations for further psychiatric treatment, colon. She should continue to see a psychiatrist monthly for at least 6 months, comma, and a therapist, or rather, and a psychotherapist weekly for at least 6 months, period. Additional treatments for her depression might include replacing the Cymbalta with a tricyclic antidepressant, such as nortriptyline. At a dosage of at least 75 milligrams HS daily, period, the final dose can be determined by blood level, period. She might also benefit from augmentation with olanzapine, 5 to 20 milligrams HS daily. Comma, or esketamine, 84 milligrams by nasal inhalation. Twice a week for 4 weeks, comma, then once a week for 4 weeks, period. This can be continued in a maintenance phase. Every 2 to 4 weeks. Wellbutrin could be replaced by Auvelity. That's A as in Alpha, V as in Victor, E as in Echo, L as in Lima, I as in India, T as in Tango, Y as in Yankee. 45/105 milligrams 1 to 2 times daily. Period. She also might benefit from a trial of modafinil, 100 to 400 milligrams every morning, or Adderall, five to 60 milligrams daily. A two-period causality. The patient's depression appears to be due to the injury and its sequelae, period. Another factor in her depression is her severe disabling pain. Her inability to work with resulting financial difficulties, comma, and the strain on her marriage, period. 3-period maximum medical improvement. She has not reached maximum medical improvement, considering that she might benefit from the additional treatments described above. although it is doubtful because of the severity of her pain and her difficulty sitting for long periods, she might benefit from vocational rehabilitation, period. Degree of disability, : this still would appear to be in the range of 90 to 100%, , considering that she continues to suffer from severe pain, which impairs her concentration, her difficulty traveling, and her inability to sit in one place for very long. Although it should be noted that she was able to sit in my office for more than an hour to undergo this independent medical examination period. A new paragraph, review of records. Please see my prior review of records to cover the period before my most recent evaluation of this patient. That was 3/23/2021. Since that date, there have been records which included Lynn Seskin, PsyD, on 3/8/21. /19/21. 5/17/21. 6/28/21. 7/12/21, 8/23/21, 9/20/21. /4/21, 11/1/21, 11/15/21, 11/29/21, 12/13/21. /10/22, 2/21/22, 3/8/22, 3/21/22. 4/18/22, 5/2/22. 6/1/22, 6/13/22, 6/27/22. 7/10/22, 7/28/22, 8/24/22. 9/7/22, 9/21/22, 10/5/22, 10/19/22. She saw Richard rise, that's R as in Robert, I as in India, S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, MD, for a psychiatric independent medical examination on 5/26/2021. she saw orthopedist Seamus Gladstone, MD, on 10/21/22. She saw Dr. James Gladstone, MD, in orthopedist on 11/24/2021. /8/22. /1/24/22. And 6/15/22. Can you take this one? She saw Anna Maria Cervalon. That's S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, R is in Romeo, V is in Victor, E is in Echo, L is in Lima, L is in Lima, O is in Oscar, N is in November, NP. There's a physiatry nurse practitioner for pain management. On 3/12/21.